With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Senate working hard to confirm as many Trump nominations as it can this week. Bob Agnew reports.
It all began with the unanimous Senate confirmation of Marco Rubio as Secretary of State Monday night. Meanwhile, three key security-related nominees advanced out of Senate committees. Those include Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth, CIA Director nominee John Ratcliffe, and Kristi Noem, President Trump's nominee for Homeland Security Secretary. Floor votes on all three could come as early as this week. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, red flag warnings continue in California, where at least two new wildfires have broken out.
Santa Ana winds picking up speed in Southern California, where two new wildfires broke out overnight into Tuesday near San Diego. Cal Fire's David Acuna.
We are still in the throes of it, and then even afterwards, we'll still have significant winds blowing through, with an additional red flag warning potentially coming in over the weekend.
He says those new wildfires, the Lilac and Pala fires, were at 0% containment Tuesday morning and evacuation orders were issued. I'm Julie Walker.
National Weather Service meteorologist Donald Jones in Louisiana says they issued a historic blizzard warning for southwest Louisiana and southeast Texas, with the possibility of 5 inches of snow in some places. Israel's top general resigning, citing the security and intelligence failures related to Hamas's surprise attack that triggered the war in Gaza. While a fragile new ceasefire in Gaza holds, Israel has launched a large operation in the occupied West Bank. That's against Palestinian terrorists. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 474 points, the Nasdaq adding 144. This is SRN News. Utah goes after TikTok.
The giant social media platform is in the news these days because it is facing a ban in this country over its possible control by China's Communist Party. But Utah is fighting TikTok because of child sex trafficking. The state has filed suit against the company's executives, accusing them of knowingly profiting from the exploitation of kids on the platform. Utah has already banned TikTok from use on any state-owned internet-capable device. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The United Nations has announced new actions to counter the surge in anti-Semitism. The UN was created in the aftermath of World War II and the Holocaust, in which 6 million Jews were killed, and has worked to counter anti-Semitism. However, the 193-nation world body has been accused of being anti-Semitic itself, including by President Trump's nominee for UN ambassador, New York Representative Elise Stefanik. This is SRN News. Authorities say a Border Patrol agent has been fatally shot in northern Vermont.
The acting secretary of the Department of Homeland Security said in a statement that the agent was killed Monday in the line of duty. The FBI said a suspect was killed and a second suspect was taken into custody. Vermont State Police said the shooting happened in the afternoon on Interstate 91 in Coventry. A portion of the highway was closed in both directions for about 2 hours after the shooting. Keith Peters reporting.
President Trump signing an executive order temporarily halting offshore wind lease sales in federal waters and pausing the issuance of approvals, permits, and loans for both onshore and offshore wind projects. The president wants to increase drilling for oil and gas rather than renewable energy, particularly offshore wind. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.